פרק י"א סעיף חוף ד' שיחת איגרת to open a letter. איגרת המקופלת וכתפויסר המדובקות עשו לקורא בשבת. Till now we discussed the envelope which you have a letter inside it. Now we're discussing an envelope which the letter is written on the other side of the paper. It used to be called the airmail letter. Or like nowadays you get cheshboniyot, you get from the iriya or from something like that, which you have written on the second side from the envelope itself. Now, with tearing it, you can't say you are spoiling something. Why? Because if you have a letter which is inside the envelope, you can say the envelope I'm spoiling and the letter I'm using. So that could be a listen to Rabbanon, Kilkul, could be it's allowed, Chazon Shazi allowed. Here, you are doing it in a way, first of all, you're cutting it in a way that you're able to read it. Well, maybe it's from a chatach. Even if it's not it's from a chatach, you can't say you're not amending the envelope, because the same paper, you're not doing a kilkul, you're amending. See, even according to the Chazon Ish, who holds before you are mekalkel, you're getting rid of, demolishing, here you're doing something which is chiyuvi, something which is positive. So the Chazon Ish says you've gone Issa from tikkun mona. You've gone Issa from amending something. But you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you even chayv chatos. Because you can't call it any tzad. You've got no half a minute to go and say it's considered merkalkel. According to everybody at least, you're not allowed to tear it on Shabbos. That means even if you tear it not in the dotted place, no difference. The tearing itself is considered a tikkun. You're mending. You're not demolishing. Kriyat sakiyot. So go and tear bags. In the Kamon Perkid base. Sheirachnu benidun. Kriyat sakiyot. I'm not going to get chulo son. Later on, the next part, Bezos Hashem will learn about opening bags of food, bags of other things which you want to take out the Chula, the substance which is inside it, if you're allowed to go, and when are you allowed to go and tear the back. After that, tapim dvukim, to go and separate papers which are stuck together. Chof vov. Sefer sheyesh bo tapim mechorborim zeh lezeh sheloi nichtechu. Bekrichiya. Also lekroes achibo v'yesh bo ze'is ha'tereh. If the people who bound the sefer did not tear the papers one from each other and they're still joined together, they didn't cut the papers, then it's also minatoria to go and cut the paper on Shabbos. So Issa from Korea, like we said, and Issa also from Makkah Patish. So a person has got a new sefer and he hasn't teared. Sometimes you have the papers stuck together in a way they haven't been torn from one each other. It is also minatoria to go and cut these papers one from each other. He even has a suffix in a footnote. Maybe you're not allowed to even learn this from the sefer, because he may come to cut it. But one has to know if there is such a gzera. Chav zayin, seif chav zayin. Veim adapi nechtechu legamrei. Ela shenidbeku zeh lezeh. Al yedei tipat devek she nichnasa beinei mutel afridim. If there were set cuts, but a little bit of glue fell down and stuck the papers one to each other, there is no problem to go and take off this paper, to separate these papers, because it is not considered tefer. Tefer which was made, be'lichavona, is not considered joined together, and there's no issue to separate it. Bezos Hashem will learn at a different time, if the glue is on a word, could be a problem from Moichot Kosev. But if it's only stuck to the papers together in a place with no words, then you've got no problem to open it. Mota la hafrid shnei sfarim shnidbeku krichoseim zelazah. Chen adim b'sefer zmir Shabbos shnidbeku dafov zelazah. The same thing is, and it's even easier, if a person has two sfarim which are in the shelf, and because they're stuck together strongly, there isn't much room, then they get a little stuck together, the two sforim. Once allowed to separate the two sforim, it's not considered you're going during Korea, because something which is stuck together without kavana is not considered one item, and there's no issa to go and separate it. The same thing is near Shabbos, which gets a bit, it's sometimes a bit sticky, and the pages are together, there's no problem to go and open the pages. Of course, when discussing the case, you're not going to tear the papers. If you've got to tear the papers, then you've got a problem from Korea. If you're going to go and have the stickiness stuck on the words, then you have maybe a different problem from Moichik, like we said before.